Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening,
hey,
Steph.
Good evening, Will.
Now, I was going to say we've got a spring in our step. Did you see what I've done there? Well, we're very excited tonight because, of course, it's the start of the Easter weekend.
Oh, happy days.
I'm ready for a nice pint of beer at 8 o'clock tonight. So I'm off tomorrow, Good Friday, of course, and lots going on right across the Easter weekend. So you can check the Straight FM website for ideas of what you can do with the kids and all that type of thing. Lots of Easter egg trails taking place.
Absolutely. And why wouldn't they?
I know. I love a four-day Easter weekend. It's absolutely fantastic that we've got tomorrow and Monday off. So how are you, Steph? What are you spending Easter doing?
I'm going to put a damper on things now. I'm actually working
weekend. Where are you going to be, Steph?
I'm going to be doing a food festival at a place called Great Missenden, which is miles away.
Oh, right, okay. Miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles away.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Down near London, in fact.
But we have got an Easter dish, haven't we?
We have, and I've brought in something, and everybody cooks lamb at Easter, and this is a really great way of very simply getting absolute freshness out of your lamb.
Well, I know I've got a leg of lamb ordered on Sunday to have with my mum and dad, so yep, we're going to be having lamb on Sunday, and it's nice with a nice glass of wine. So talk to me about cooking lamb then, Steph.
Well, the thing with lamb is, like everything else, you have to let it rest. So what I've done is I've actually brought in some lamb chops today, but if you're cooking a leg of lamb, same thing. Take it out the fridge if it's a leg of lamb, a good hour before you cook it, so it's got time to come up to room temperature. If it's a few cutlets or something like that, take it out 10 minutes before you cook it, bit of time to not be quite so cold. Season it with a bit of salt and pepper, and then stick it in the pan and caramelise it. And then I've added a bit of red currant to give it that lovely glaze. And that's it, really.
And what have you served that with then, Steph?
So what I've done is I've made... Now, have you ever made mint sauce, Will?
I've not, no.
No, well, it's an absolute doddle. All you do is you take equal quantities of white wine vinegar and sugar, caster sugar, bring them to the boil, and then throw in some freshly chopped mint and blend it with a little pulsing stick blender or a big blender or whatever. And it will keep for a week in your fridge. And it just makes all the difference with the fresh lamb, with a bit of red currant glaze on there. When you've glazed the lamb, if you're doing cutlets in the pan, once you've added a tablespoon of red currant jelly, put the lid on, and the juices from the lamb will come out and they will mix with the red currant jelly, and you get this gorgeous glaze look to the lamb cutlets. So I've served these with the fresh mint sauce and some English asparagus.
Fantastic. Well, do you know what? I've just been tasting that lamb. It tastes absolutely amazing. It's got me in the mood for lamb on Sunday.
Yay!
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stray FM.